All right, time for, what do we call them this, Parker? The...
PFWFR.
And that's the Priestley Family Review.
With Friend Review.
Love it. Yes, we got Owen with us. All right, so it was Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Now, to be very honest, we all went in with very low expectations, and yet we came out feeling how, Owen?
Happy.
Happy. You liked it. Yes, Jack, what did you think about it?
I give it a 4 out of 10.
Really?
Yep.
Alrighty, that's the view from a 12-year-old for the record. Parker, what did you think?
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. It was really good.
I kind of agree. Better than I expected. Olivia?
I'll give it a 6 or a 7 out of 10.
Alrighty, now you think this is a movie that you want to see in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Nope. I would wait for it to come out on TV.
Alrighty.
Wow. I would say I
like because it's a Nickelodeon movie, so like wait till it comes out on Nickelodeon or something.
I could see it definitely performing better like on Nick or a streaming service. Yeah. Overall, I thought it was a good story. I thought the adventure was fun.
I'd probably give it
an 8.5 out of 10.
What about favorite characters?
Boots for sure.
Boots? Jack?
Yeah, Boots.
Parker?
Boots for one reason, which I can't tell.
Oh, I guess you gotta go see or, pardon me, discover for yourself. What about you, Olivia?
Boots or Dora?
Boots or Dora? For me, I'd say Dora. I thought she was a rock star.
Yeah.
I liked how she stayed true to herself. That was a good message. Everybody should be true to themselves. But Boots was definitely awesome. If you're looking for something to go see in the movies, it's a great family movie. So I don't know, to be honest. I didn't fall asleep. I almost fell asleep 3 times during the Mommy and Daddy movie of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Tarantino. So anyway, take it for what it's worth. But overall, a lot better than I thought, and I love how it stayed true to the cartoon. There, no spoilers, but there's a part in there that was my favorite, and it was very, very akin to the original, wouldn't we say?
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. And as far as staying till the end of the movie, would you guys recommend staying for the end of the credits?
No.
It stays true to the cartoon. That's all we're going to say. All right, now, in true Dora fashion, adios.
360, bye-bye.
What?
Spider-Man's lightning.